You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review Podcast. This is episode 19. And that's really cool. I didn't think that I would ever get to making 19, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Basically, all I do is I discuss the Rogan podcast of the week. I used to do them in groups of podcasts, like 2 or 3 days worth, but now he has so many that are coming out so quickly. I just do a quick brief, you know, review of the individual one. And then I can focus a bit more on that and people can listen and decide, you know, ask their questions and those sorts of things. And the reason I do this, again, and I won't always mention this, but since it's new, I do, is just to pay a bit of a tribute to what Joe does, how inspiring it is to listen to his podcast, and, you know, how it changes people's lives for the best. I mean, it's not just entertainment. There's something more going on and it needs to be discussed. And I love to get into it with the guests and like think of my own questions and, you know, just get a real feel for like who these people are, because you can learn so much from it. It's cool. I love it. I often will have guests on, but not all the time. I like the guest ones. They're just friends of mine, people I know, people that like Joe Rogan, people that want to talk about their experiences with it. And I will be having more guests on, but sometimes I do them on my own. It's like a chill out thing for me. So anyway, enjoy this week. In podcast 1168, Mariko Mamasi. Now, this was a cool podcast because Joe has been into knives for some time. Loves samurai swords. He's always posting pictures of his guests with samurai swords, which is really cool. And you know, he likes knives, he likes hunting, he likes these things, and there's just something really cool and masculine about making your own knives. I've never done it. I would love to. I've been watching some videos online of Mariko Mamasi's, like, techniques, how he, like, crushes all this metal together and then, you know, whacks it with the hammer and does all that, and I just think it's incredible. If you get some time and you like this podcast, I mean, Joe's one with him, and you want to learn more, you know, check that guy out online. Watch some of the videos. And more importantly, just pull up some of the pictures of the knives that he's made. Some of them are unbelievable. There's one that he has on this website. It's Mamasi Fire Arts. And what he's done with the pattern of the metal on the blade, it just blows my mind. It's so fucking cool. I'm sure these things are super expensive, but, you know, fuck it. Probably worth it. I'd get them if I had the money. And I needed a sweet knife. One cool thing that he started his podcast with while talking to Joe is he uses some parts from meteorites. I guess they have a lot of iron or something, steel in parts. And he can use those to make knives. So they're incredibly rare and probably really cool materials to work with. And just to think, like, I guess everything's a fucking meteor, right? Even everything on this planet. But it's not as cool because it's already here. But just thinking that that thing was flying around space for ever, and then it just smashed onto this planet and some monkeys hammered it into a knife. That's fucking cool. That's really freaking cool. One of his early stories and when Joe was getting into it, like, how did he get started and all this, and you know, as a young kid, Mariko said he didn't have a lot of direction, right? Like everybody, I guess, but he really didn't know where he was going to go. And he went along to a friend of his was like a knife crafter and said, you know, go check this out. So he went along and he saw this stuff happening and obviously knew nothing about it. But there was just something there. There was like a love. There was like some passion created where he just started working at this thing. And to think that, you know, when he was 20-something, he had no idea how to do this at all. No natural talent for like making knives. But by practicing and working with great people and being passionate, he now can do some of the most incredible knife designs I've ever seen. So if you're listening to this and you're young, you don't know what to do, start something. Start something as soon as you can. And one direction will lead to another. Doing nothing is what's terrifying, but pick something. Because you do it long enough, you'll get good at it, guaranteed. And that's fucking cool. Who knows what you'd be able to do, you know? It talks a lot about the shop that he works being very loud, having to wear, noise protection in the shop, saying that he has super sensitive ears. I'm sure that whole environment is not great. I was thinking, honestly, imagine the pollution, right? You're breathing in all that, like, carbon and steel. You know, he's folding steel, which is what he says strengthens it. So you, like, fold it over, it strengthens it up. And then I think you add carbon to it, and that hardens the steel. And then separately to that, he was saying no carbon makes steel tougher in the sense of, like, it's more flexible. So that's what you'll use for buildings. So, like, building structures, they don't have a lot of carbon in their steel because they're designed to move a little bit. You know, they've got to have a bit of sway. Whereas knives and swords and things don't. They just need to be sharp as fuck. And I guess that's why swords and knives and things can snap. So in a sense, they're more brittle, but they're better for stabbing stuff. It sounded cool. I don't know how they remove the carbon or do that, but watching some of the videos, you know, I always thought that they put it in the fire and then they hit it, then they put it in the water. But the videos that I'm watching, they're not really like cooling it down all that much that I saw. So it's just kind of heating it to different degrees of temperature and then smashing it. But man, I want to try it. It looks so fun. He has highly crafted knives. He talks a lot about the tactile experience, like the actual feeling of touching the knife, really being connected to it, like holding something like that and getting a feel for the weight and just like it has this like handmade quality that's just really, truly magical. Joe connected it to like what they do with pool cues. So they do this thing, they have these handmade pool cues and the weightless form is years and they actually are getting them out of like bog wood. So they like drain a swamp or something or they just pull the wood out of the swamp and something's happened to it. It's like petrified over hundreds of years or whatever and it just makes the wood different. And that's something that is like highly sought after and highly crafted and Joe was like comparing the two because I guess there's a super long wait list for these knives as well. And yeah, it was just really fascinating to hear all that. And of course, like always, somehow they end with stories of hunting and animals getting eaten ass first. It's just a Joe thing. He can't fucking get that shit off his mind. Loves talking about it. It's hilarious. This is another really motivating podcast. If you're young and you're picking a direction and people are saying it's stupid or whatever. I mean, I'm sure when he started making knives, this guy, Mariko Mamasi, people were like, what are you doing? Making knives? You want to get a real job? I mean, you know, there's a lot of that out there. And that's a lot of the noise we hear that stops us. But fuck it. Don't listen to that. Go start doing something you love. Find it and get good at it. Like this guy. Just figured it out one little bit at a time. It was awesome. I really liked it. Listen to the podcast. You enjoyed a lot. And again, hit me up with any questions. The Joe Rogan Experience Review at gmail.com. Hit me up. And yeah, thank you again for listening. I love you guys. Talk soon. Peace.